The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Bachelor last night.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor Canada, Brad C. Smith. Gabrielle went home.
Uh-huh.
She's from Oakville. She's
sure
is. Kind of looks like a little mouse. Right?
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm not wrong in saying that. I feel bad for her, too.
Why?
Because I like her now.
Oh. Why? Because you know she can hear you?
Shut up.
Is that old?
That's not true.
Gabrielle. Hey.
Hi.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Go Harry Brad.
Go Harry Brad.
Gabrielle?
Yes?
What the hell?
I know, right?
I'll tell you. You know, I started watching this show, and I didn't really like you at all, honey.
I know.
I thought you were brazen. I thought I couldn't get a handle on what your motives were. And as the weeks went on, though, you became my favorite.
Am I?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, the last three there, I don't care which one of those three wins. I don't care which one he picks. All three of those women are a mistake.
Not all three of them.
Okay, who's not?
Me too. Kara is definitely not a mistake.
Oh, is she the ball player?
Yeah.
I think
Brad and Kara are going to be the ones that... I think Kara's going to be the one that Brad picks.
You're right.
That's what I think.
You're right.
That's what you guys think? Yeah. I don't think that. But
you don't think so?
I don't think so. I would like him to pick Kara because she's so sweet, but I don't think he's going
to
pick her.
Your mission right now is to say something nice about Whitney.
Is that a trick?
So you for real, like even on last night's episode when you didn't get that rose and Whitney stepped aside as you were saying your goodbyes, you didn't even like look at the girl. You hate her, huh?
You know what? I was out of line the first night with Whitney. I apologized to her. But then now that I watch it, I didn't know all the sneaky things she was doing.
Yeah.
But she, sometimes only, she wasn't that bad.
What's your life like now? I mean, you look like a girl that's seen the inside of a bar a couple times in your life.
I love going to the bar.
Yeah.
We couldn't tell.
What's the reaction been since this show started to run for you when you're up in the club?
Actually, nobody has asked me about it yet.
Because they're all scared of you. They see how you treat Whitney. Or they think that you're going to ask them to belly dance like what you did to Brad last night.
Okay, that was just a mistake. That was actually my cousin's idea.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Speaking of your cousin.
Yeah.
I don't want to make assumptions here.
Okay.
But does he play for the other team?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
He was in love with
like,
Brad.
He was flirting with Brad. Like, yeah. Crazy on last night's show.
But then again, he did have a few bottles of wine, so I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Do you think that, is there anything or anyone to blame for your going home last night?
My cousin.
Oh, really?
It was all his fault.
Wow.
Is that the story you're going with? Is that the story you're going with?
Sort of, but you know what? I think in the end, me and Brad just realized that we were more of friends than anything other than that.
Oh, yeah.
Could you have really seen yourself being engaged and possibly marrying Brad?
You know, as time went on, like, at first you're confused. You don't know what your feelings are. You don't know if you like this person or, you know, I don't know. But then later, I guess you just realize that we're better off as friends. So I probably wouldn't have seen myself getting engaged, which is probably why I went home.
All right, Gabrielle. Well, Brad Smith, the Canadian Bachelor, he listens to the Roz and Mocha Show. He listens to Kiss 92.5. He's probably listening right now. What would you like to say to him at this point, especially after last night's episode aired?
What I want to say to him, I would tell him to come over here and do some more belly dancing for me.
Belly dancing in Oakville. All right, Gabrielle, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thank you so much.
Bye, honey.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.